With Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman. Deborah Magpie Erling, a Bitterroot Salish tribal member, is now director of the Creative Writing Program at the University of Montana. She is the first Native American to serve as director of the 96-year-old program. Erling is thrilled by the appointment, but also a little nervous.
Years ago, Jim Welch told a story about the chief of the Blackfeet who didn't want to be the chief. So he ran up into the hills and hid, and they had to drum him out of the hills.
Erling's appointment was celebrated this week during an honoring ceremony in the Payne Family Native American Center on the university's Missoula campus. As President Royce Engstrom pointed out, the creative writing program at UM is one of the top programs in the country.
3 or 4 years ago, we set about on this campus identifying a small number of programs of national distinction. That's what we called it. And a very rigorous competition from campus was held. 30-some programs applied for this status, and creative writing was one of the three that we awarded programs of national distinction.
Erling has been teaching at the University of Montana since 1992. William Kittredge, Regents Professor Emeritus, recalled this story about her hiring.
I remember talking to the Dean of Arts and Sciences. He said, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hire this woman, Deborah Erling." He said, "Do you think that's a good idea?" I said, "Sir, I congratulate you."
During the ceremony, Kittredge and Onyx Smith delivered a gift to Erling from Lois Welch, wife of the late Blackfeet author James Welch. Smith walked over to Erling, holding a colorful wool blanket, which Kittredge explained.
"Lois Welch gave to me to pass on to you at an honoring like this, a traditional honoring. He got it from the Fort Belknap tribe after the publication of Fool's Crow in 1986, and she thinks Jim would love it, and I'm sure he would, and so does she, if that blanket were passed on to you at this honoring."
After Erling gave gifts of her own to several people at the gathering, she began her remarks with a bit of history.
"The land the university inhabits holds both a sorrowful and brilliant story. This is the time-honored homeland of the Bitterroot Salish, and this is our traditional gathering ground. When my great-great-grandfather, Chief Charlotte, was forced to leave his beloved homeland in 1891, he passed through Missoula in exile. In his deepest sorrow, he stated, 'We were happy when the white man first came. We first thought he came from the light, but he comes like the dusk of evening now, not like the dawn of morning. He comes like a day that has passed, and night enters our future with him.' Charlo's exile was not the story he chose, but because of Charlo's love for this particular place, he is part of this land where we now gather, and his spirit will remain forever. This will always be his homeland."
To honor the memory of Chief Charlotte and her Bitterroot Salish ancestors, Erling looks forward to helping students share their stories.
"I hope that in my position as the director of the creative writing program, that I can open up doors for students, that I can serve in that capacity, that it is possible that your stories do matter.
Especially stories from Indian country.
This is a new generation of storytellers in tribal communities. There's many young people that I have met who've worked with Anna East Baldwin in Arlee. There's students in Two Eagle River School, students who are in all the tribal colleges who are writing, who have important stories to tell. All you Indians out there writing, come to the University of Montana. We have something big to offer."
You can see pictures of the honoring ceremony and find a link to information about the creative writing program at the University of Montana at our website, mtpr.org. I'm Cherie Newman, Montana Public Radio.